We've reported a lot on workforce shortages, especially after the pandemic. Religious institutions are no exception. Churches are having a hard time finding pastors, as more clergy are retiring and dying than going into the ministry. Synagogues and mosques are feeling the shortage too. As Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports, religious groups are having to get creative to fill the gaps.
Ever since their 83-year-old pastor died last year, Bonnie and Buddy Smith and the remaining members of the North Chittenden Community Church have been worshiping on their own.
It did have quite a few more people in it just a few years ago, but God's still here as long as we're here.
According to a recent Gallup poll, the number of Americans who regularly attend religious services has dropped to 30%. That's down from 42% 20 years ago. And those who do go tend to be older and on fixed incomes. That's at the heart of this problem, because the number of people who attend and donate to their church or synagogue directly impacts how much their pastor or rabbi gets paid.
It's hard to find anybody to come here to preach because there's no money.
Data shows church attendance in Vermont and across the country will likely continue to decline, given younger Americans are not as attached to religion as older ones. With few resources for a new pastor, Buddy Smith isn't sure how much longer their little church can hang on.
I mean, there was five or six of us that come, and if you look at the collection plate at the end of the month, that probably the guy would wonder where he's going to get his groceries from.
I'm having a hard time bringing pastors to churches.
Reverend Jill Colley Robinson is the district superintendent for the United Methodist Church in Vermont. She says in 2023, about a third of the more than 100 churches she supervises were without a pastor or had changes in leadership.
And I'm seeing that we need to ask clergy to serve more than one church, sometimes three or four or five churches in a geographic area, in order to afford to pay the pastor appropriately for the work, but also to make sure that there is a pastor for each church in each small town where they're located.
That extra workload is falling on increasingly older pastors. Colley Robinson says the average age of their licensed clergy is 70.
We've only had one person who has from the state who has gone into the ministry in the last 7 years, and we've had many, many people step away.
Last year, the Vatican announced a decline worldwide in the number of men and women entering Catholic religious orders. Burlington Rabbi Jan Salzman says the shortage is impacting synagogues and mosques as well.
Also in pastoral care, in chaplaincy, working in prisons, all the places where clergy hang their hat.
Becoming a rabbi, imam, or ordained minister requires advanced degrees, which can mean racking up significant student loan debt. But with congregations shrinking, there are fewer full-time ministry jobs that offer benefits and competitive salaries. Salzman says the high cost of housing in Vermont is also part of the problem. And this type of work, she says, is hard.
1 minute, I'm being interviewed, and the next minute, I am counseling somebody who is dying, and the next minute I'm teaching a rabbinic student. So the job is complex, demands a lot, and if it fits you, there isn't anything else you want to do.
59-year-old Michelle Fountain is among a growing number of new pastors who juggle multiple jobs.
For the most part, Monday through Friday, I wear my teacher hat. Saturday and Sunday is more my pastor hat.
Fountain teaches 9th and 10th grade English at Proctor High School, a job she loves and plans to continue. 3 out of 4 Sundays, however, she's in the pulpit at the United Church of Ludlow. Fountain grew up Catholic and has always been a churchgoer. She felt called to ministry, however, during the pandemic and was able to take courses on the weekends.
I am a pastor because of a pastor shortage in Vermont. I don't think there would have been opportunities for quarter-time ministry as I am, maybe even 10 or 15 years ago in some places.
Jill Colley Robinson with the United Methodist Church in Vermont says religious groups across the state are having to rethink what their organization looks like. For instance, does worship always need to be on Sunday morning? Can they join forces with other nearby churches, even those of other denominations? How much of the ministry work can members themselves take on? And can they grow their membership by making their churches more useful during the week as daycares, soup kitchens, community centers, or shelters? All of this can create wonderful opportunities, says Colley Robinson.
At the same time, our pews are filled with people who long for what the church was 30 years ago or 40 years ago. And so changing the church dramatically, which is probably what is needed for these younger generations, is really hard on those who are older.
It's a catch-22 she's praying for help with. For Vermont Public, I'm Nynie Kack.